one question there is just Howie Chubb. It's just how he fits, because you got Gatsis, you got Walker, you got Wolf,
right.
Ray. I mean, are you considering going from a 3-4 to a 4-3?
No, he fits perfect. He's a good football player. You know, obviously a great rusher, but also versus the run game, he's a good player. You know, he plays hard. So as far as his position, he's going to be an outside linebacker. So he's a great fit. We have a plan for him as an outside backer, so we're excited.
John, there was a lot of talk today about a potential trade. How close did you come to trading the pick? And if you came close, why didn't you?
Well, we didn't trade because Bradley was there. And so, but we did have some options. And but we thought that with Bradley falling to us, that that was our best option. If he's not, one of the best defensive players, if not the best defensive player in the league or in the draft, and really was the best pass rusher in our opinion, so really didn't want to pass on him, and so we didn't.
John, what stood out about Chubb when you watched him on film? He had said he was a little surprised because you guys didn't talk to him a lot, but I imagine that was just part of it. You knew who he was through your scouts. Is it his motor? What is it about him that stuck out to you?
I think it's a combination of all that. I think his motor is, it's as big as anybody's in the draft. I mean, that's one of his, definitely one of his biggest qualities is his motor, but also his strength and his ability to rush the passer and get in the end and around the edge. And so, he has that, and I think that's what he's going to bring in the leadership, the type of guy that he is. We met with him one time in Indy, and, as you said, with the scouts background that they'd done on him, plus our meeting with him in Indy, that's all we needed to meet with him. And he's all football. He loves football, and he's going to be a great influence on, on our football team because he's that type of leader and plays with, that kind of tenacity.
John, I'm just curious how many mocks you actually did where he was available.
Zero. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't think he's going to be there. And so, and then we started hearing some rumors today that he might be there today. And so, so we kind of just waited to see what was going to happen. And then, when he did make it to us, we were thrilled.
Vance, you said you've got a plan for him, an outside backer. But can you see him going inside in NASCAR package type situations?
That's possible, obviously. We're a 3-4 team, so, on base downs, we're a 5-down team, and on sub downs, we're a 4-down team. So, he's a great player. So, I mean, he fits in our system. Obviously, he can move inside on sub downs and rush. But we also have Shane Ray. We've got, obviously, Vaughn, and we've got Shaq. So, we've got four big-time rushers. So, how we use them is, almost irrelevant, guys. I mean, to have four rushers is always a special trait to have.
And when one other thing, too, I mean, we talk about a fit. Over half the snaps are nickel. So we're talking about base defense that's dwindling quite a bit in the NFL. And so, if you don't dwell on the fit as well as what we're doing, I mean, I think that, he's a real good fit for us.
Absolutely. John, if Chubb was not there at 5, did you like the package enough from Buffalo where you would have traded out of that spot?
Most likely, yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of options, which was nice. We had a lot of phone calls on the pick, so we had some nice options there. But as I said, we just felt that with Bradley falling to us, we couldn't pass him. So we felt like we had one in the hat, and we wanted to take it.
John, Dave Gettleman said tonight, people call you and they want the second pick of the draft for a bag of donuts, a hot pretzel, and a hot dog. Leave me alone. I don't have time to screw around. Could you not have offered more than one hot dog?
Well, to be dead honest with you, I didn't talk to Dave today. So just to clear that up, I was not the one that offered the hot dog.
John, were there any far-fetched picks in that first round that left you going, whoa, wow, oh, my God, anything like that?
No, not really. I mean, I think that as far as our board went, I mean, it went pretty close to according to what our board said. And so there really weren't any ones that I think that, shocked us. I think, I just saw, Lamar went to Baltimore, and you know, so happy for him. It's a good opportunity for him. And but other than that, I think you know, there's a lot of good football players that went tonight.
Do you have anybody you would be willing, would have been willing to come back into the first to get?
No, you know, we wanted to kind of stay where we were, and so you know, we feel like where we you know, with the picks that we have, we feel good about you know, with the one tomorrow, the two, three picks we have tomorrow, and then two in the fourth and two in the fifth. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? But yeah, we were fine staying where we were.
John, how tempted were you to take a quarterback?
You know, obviously we did a lot of work on him, but I think when it was all said and done, and we looked at all the different options and went through all the different you know, scenarios. You know, we felt pretty comfortable with where we are with Case and in Paxton. We still believe that Paxton can be a good quarterback in this league and continue to work. And so, you know, there was, you know, we looked at it and delved into it you know, but felt where way everything fell, Bradley was the best pick for us.
Last one, Eric.
Vance, with all those rushers there, how are you able to manage them, make sure that playing time kind of adds up, especially with a young guy like DeMarcus Walker there at defensive end? How do you kind of balance all those snaps?
Right, it's a long season, obviously, guys. And, you know, the better your players, the better your football team. So to have all those guys that can rush the passer, including DeMarcus Walker, is a good thing for our football team. Again, we have packages. You know, we have sub-packages, base packages also. So having good players is a good thing. So we're excited about having Chubb and plus, you know, Shane, Shaq, all those guys. So having good players is good.